In Afghanistan, a British peacekeeper was killed and several were injured in an apparent suicide bombing in the capital, Kabul. VOA's Michael Kitchen reports from neighboring Pakistan. The attack came just one day after a suicide bombing claimed the life of a Canadian soldier in the west of the city. Text. Officials with the International Peacekeeping Force say the attack on a British convoy took place Wednesday morning near a U.S. peacekeeping base. Lieutenant Colonel Hans Bremens is a spokesman for the International Security Assistance Force, or ISAF.
A British patrol vehicle was damaged by a bomb explosion. In that event, one British ISAF soldier was killed. We also got no reports of any Afghan civilian or other civilian casualties at that time.
Afghan police say a suicide bomber drove a taxi up to two peacekeeping vehicles and then detonated the blast. ISAF officers also say there was a bombing near a German base, but no fatalities were reported. The explosion comes one day after a suicide attack on a Canadian peacekeeping convoy, which killed one soldier and one Afghan civilian. Afghanistan suffers from an armed anti-government insurgency led by remnants of the country's former hardline Taliban regime. Late last year, the Taliban promised a wave of suicide attacks against foreigners in Kabul, which had been relatively calm until Tuesday's attack on the Canadian troops. Taliban commanders have reportedly claimed responsibility for that attack, although Lieutenant Colonel Bremen says it is too early to know for sure who carried out any of the bombings.
We have no idea. We are investigating the issue together with the Kabul community police.
NATO commanders lead the International Peacekeeping Force, which is charged with maintaining security in Kabul. A U.S.-led coalition ousted the Taliban from power in 2001 because the regime harbored leaders from the Al-Qaeda terror network. Michael Kitchen, VOA News, Islamabad.